Imagine, it's December in Australia. Your government implements and rolls out a new digital ID system. Officially, it's for keeping kids off social media and streamlining services. But beneath the surface, this ID ties your identity to your accounts. Every post, every comment, every opinion. It's not about safety, it's about control. Because once your social media and your ID are linked, the state knows what you say and who you are. And if your views don't align with the narrative, you can be tracked, reported, or even arrested. This isn't theoretical or conspiratorial. It's not far away. In fact, it's happening now in places like the UK, and it's coming to Australia very soon.
To support us, consider becoming a YouTube channel member or Patreon, or check out our merch, links in the description below.
Australia's Parliament recently passed legislation introducing a national digital identity system, scheduled to roll out on December 10th, 2025, for platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter or X, YouTube, and more. Then, on December 27th, it will extend to search engines like Google, Microsoft Bing, DuckDuckGo, etc. They claim it's a tool to verify users to keep young people off social media, with anyone under 16 being blocked from using all social medias. No exceptions, no parental consent or loopholes, apparently. That's the public explanation. Protecting children, reducing spam, and enhancing trust. But the law goes much deeper. It mandates that every citizen or anyone using social media online authenticate via a secure government-issued ID. That includes facial recognition, biometrics, or text confirmation linked to your legal identity. Essentially, to speak or participate online or have accounts, social media accounts, especially on the major social media platforms, you'll need to be verified. That means your government-issued ID becomes directly linked and associated with your online posts and accounts. The stated goal is safety and accountability to keep young people off social media, which, you know, is probably a true reason why they've implemented these laws, as so many young people, especially young men, are becoming far more right-wing because they are seeing and being awakened to the reality of what is happening to and in our society online. That's where they're seeing this stuff. And the info and deeper facts they can access about the decline and destruction of our culture and society goes way past the surface level fake narratives that the media and government portray on the news or TV, which hardly any young people ever watch anymore because they know it's all just controlled narratives. That's the average young right-wing mindset now. So you can understand why they want to shut that down. But what also comes with these laws is zero protection from political overreach. Once these databases exist, it becomes fully possible for authorities to connect posts critical of things like mass immigration, multiculturalism, the unaliving of babies through a certain practice, the rewriting of our own history, critical of things like Islam, globalism, or Jews, or, you know, any other crazy modern woke ideology. They can link these back to you personally. And what was sold as a child protection measure, which, you know, so many boomers and Gen X absolutely ate up, saying, oh yes, get young people off social media and playing outside like I did when I was a kid, is actually in practice a citizen tracking system, ready to monitor what you say and rapidly punish or suppress those who speak out for truth. This law isn't just invasive, it's deeply anti-sovereign. It's undermining the concept that Australians actually have rights. The right to speak freely, the right to privacy, and the right to dissent. Sounds like communist China, right? Well, in case you're unaware, we've actually already seen this form of control in countries like the UK very recently, where digital speech and social media dissent are monitored, reported, and actually criminally prosecuted. And when the globalist elite push such laws, they often frame them as necessary safety tools. But in reality, they transform free citizens to surveilled subjects. Christians, nationalists, people on the right wing, or really any sane person should majorly oppose these new laws. Not out of paranoia, but out of conviction that Australia belongs to the people, not to a technocratic state watching your every word, like literally like communist China apparently. And to understand what may come, all we have to do is look at the UK right now, where we've seen clear examples recently where people were arrested or punished simply for posting opinions on social media. Let's look at very recent real cases. Case A, after sharing a tweet about mass immigration following a tragic stabbing from an immigrant, Lucy Connolly was charged with inciting racial hatred. She received a 31-month prison sentence, even though she promptly deleted her post after she had posted it and publicly apologized. Case B, journalist Richard Medhurst was arrested under UK terrorism laws for reporting on Middle Eastern Islamic issues, and he was held without bail and questioned under security laws, even though he wasn't even advocating terrorism. Case C, a man was arrested and charged with misuse of public communication for posting critical immigration comments on Facebook. Police literally turned up at his house over comments deemed offensive, not violent, which you're seeing the video on screen now.
You're going to be arrested, okay? This is in relation to some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
And another point, the UK government launched a National Internet Intelligence Unit coordinating police and social media platforms to flag posts critical of immigration policy, or there's a few other things on the list as well, and criticism of migrant hotels or two-tier policing leads to investigation, even, you know, though that's not actually like illegal. These cases illustrate that speech for political dissent can trigger arrest, even in nations with nominal free speech rights. Australia's digital ID law linking speech to identity makes mass monitoring very possible overnight. And those were just some examples. I mean, there's many more cases like these ones happening in the UK right now. But imagine that system here. If everyone's real ID is tied to their social media, the state can choose to monitor who says what, to flag or censor based on keywords, views, or dissent, and to punish through fines, arrests, or even employment consequences as well. They'll call it hate speech, misinformation, or platform abuse, but without clear definitions, you know, what is considered dissent? Discussing mass immigration, gender ideology, or biblical or traditional truths that have literally stood in our society in the West for over 1600 years could now become institutional risks. All it takes is for the government to make examples of some people speaking out against the travesty that has happened to our country, or you know, crazy things that are currently happening legally in our country, and the government charging them, jailing them, then all people, I mean, especially young people, but still all people, will begin to view speech or alternate views as dangerous, or just like that they can't express it, and the crackdown on dissent increases. Powerful globalist narratives then become default and lines you must walk or you face the consequences. This isn't theory. It's a system in place already in parts of Europe and the UK. If you denounce Islam or, you know, speak badly against it, immigration policy or push for traditional gender structures, authorities can track you. Australia is now on the verge of adopting that same system. This isn't about keeping children safe, you know, for real, if we're honest. It's about isolating anyone who opposes the centralized narrative. So, what should we do? First, raise awareness. Talk to friends, family, churches, and share how this law is about more than identity verification and keeping young people off social media. And you can also share this video with them to help them become aware. Secondly, raise your voice. Email or call your local MP and key senators. Demand they repeal this bill, or at least for the right to opt out. Make them feel the pressure, politely, persistently, and en masse. I'll leave a link in the description to easily find your local MP or senator and a short email template that you could send them as well. Third, if or when the time comes, refuse to comply where possible. If the government succeeds in trying to make this social media login with verified ID mandatory, refuse or delay and advocate for anonymous access. If you want to preserve speech, preserve sovereignty, and preserve Australia as a nation defined by the people, not by the bureaucracy, this is not the time for silence. We literally need a national uproar in regards to this. Australia's new digital ID law is not a safety net, it's a surveillance net. If Australians allow it unchallenged, we risk UK-style citizenship control by literally December 10th. This video is a warning and a wake-up call. Freedom ends when speech becomes tracked. I know it sounds American-coded, but it's like, it's kind of true. The question before us is, will we let them monitor us, or will we protect our right to our own opinions and views and ability to express them? So help other Aussies become aware by sharing this video, liking and commenting to help save our nation. And to support the channel, consider becoming a YouTube channel member or Patreon, or check out our merch, links in the description below. And don't forget to contact your local MP or senator. God bless Australia, and Christ is King.